When I sent my order of service through, I didn't send a title for today's talk, which usually gets a slap on the wrist. Sorry. But I wasn't quite there with where it was going. And it really only came together yesterday in the car on the way back from a day out with a friend at her testimony service. We went over to see one of my colleagues and friends who is having her testimony service. She's going to be ordained a fortnight today as a presbyter in the Methodist Church. And her name is Eva. We went over to see her and to share in that day in the service. And it was a fantastic afternoon of praise to God. And as I was driving back, as you can imagine, the girls were in the back of the car and Becca was next to me. She was reading. She does that when I'm driving. And I was kind of poodling along the 120, the A120, back towards home. I'm thinking about this morning. And I was thinking about, you know, what Louise might be about to say about open doors and our praying for the persecuted church and our activism for that part of our social action as Christians. I was thinking about the passage, this great commission that comes at the end of Matthew's gospel, saying, go into all the world and baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and know that as you go, I will be with you always to the end of the age. I was thinking about that, just a little thing. And behind me, the girls were watching films. They were watching, we've got these DVD screens that strap onto the headrests for long journeys to keep them quiet. And it worked marvellously. And they were watching a film that's a current favourite. And it goes. Is that going to pick up?
Jinx again! Our mental synchronization can have but one explanation.
Does anyone recognize
you
it?
And I were just meant to
anyone
be.
Have children or grandchildren? Yes. Yeah.
Say goodbye frozen. To the pain of the past. We don't have to feel it anymore. Love is an open
Love is an open door. The lyrics are as follows. All my life has been a series of doors in my face, and suddenly I bumped into you. But with you, I found my place, I see your face, and it's nothing like I've ever known before. Love is an open door. Love is an open door. Love is an open door with you. Love is an open door. And okay, so this is a love song between two people in a Disney movie. But actually, aren't those words profound? When I saw your face, I found my place, and it's nothing like I've known before. Love is an open door. You see, this passage on this Trinity Sunday, and this is Trinity Sunday, is that great commission which says, go into all the world and proclaim in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit that all may know me. And it got me thinking about another fairly well-known saying. Saying that was kind of crafted in the early 20th century, summarizing the kind of the core beliefs of our Methodist faith. Our Methodist denomination. All need to be saved, all can be saved, all can know themselves saved, and all can be saved to the uttermost. The four alls of Methodism. Love is an open door. We are called to proclaim that God is for us, not just for a select few who meet together on a Sunday morning, but that God is for us, all of us, and not just a little bit, but to the uttermost. And that's really exciting. That's fantastic. That's an astonishing gift. And that's why we keep coming week by week, those of us who have held this faith through our lives. But it's also something that is attractive to people and inspiring to people when they see it lived out. And so when we share in a couple of hours or even just 20 minutes of a session of activities where we think about putting God's love into practice for those who are unable to either experience it or demonstrate it themselves, then we are demonstrating something of the openness, of the accessibility, of the potential of the promise of God's love that we are called to proclaim in our lives. Go, therefore. This is not about a group of Christians who meet together in a locked room any longer. This is about an early church who are called upon, the earliest group of church, who are called upon to go, to open the door, and to know that as they go, they are not on their own. The testimony we heard yesterday was about a woman of God who has known through the ups and downs of her life, from being a new Christian in Albania, in a society and a country where that was not easy, to coming here to study, to settling here and having a family here and answering a call of God upon her life that said, no matter what the obstacles, I will follow you because I believe that you are my constant companion. And because of you, all things are possible. And in your strength, I do this. It was a really good afternoon of hearing God praised in that situation. Who are we that God is mindful of us? Mortals that he cares for us. Psalm 8 that I read at the beginning. We are created in God's image to respond to his call, to know his presence, and to, in that response, say something about the love of God we know. Because the church doors that we come in through, that are open to us, are open to everyone, yes, absolutely, but they open in both directions, ladies and gentlemen. And we are called to go out and to speak something of that love in the world around us. And I don't necessarily mean that we need to go and find the biggest kind of lectern Bible we can lay our hands on and to start kind of going down the high street with it, kind of just bumping people around the head to kind of get them in here on a Sunday morning. Because this is not just about what we do now in these couple of hours in the week. This is about a faith that is alive for us every single day and every single night of our lives. Go therefore into all the world. That's not go and meet in this place for a little while and then go home again. Go into all the world. Wherever you are, take your faith and proclaim the love of God in your life. Love is an open door. It is an open door to the offer of God's love. It is an open door to the fellowship of the church. But it is an open door of opportunity and potential that is also God-given in the world around us. To explore the wonder of fellowship that is right there, out there and with us and about, around and about us. Turn the noise off again. The other reading that's set for this morning is from the second letter to the Corinthians. And it says this, as Paul writes to them, "Finally, brothers and sisters, farewell. Put things in order. Listen to my appeal. Agree with one another. Live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you." There's that promise again. As we live together in the fellowship of Christ, he is with us. "Greet one another with a holy kiss. All the saints greet you. And the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all." We are called to go and to greet. To go and to meet and share and to explore what that love of Christ looks like lived out. Now, I'm not suggesting for a minute that we should all start kind of contravening safeguarding regulations and kind of go around, you know, kissing everyone who we come across, because I think we might get a slightly dodgy name for ourselves, frankly. And one of the other pieces of testimony was from the preacher, who was Steve Wilde, who's the chair of the Cornwall district. It was about his team's mission to Amsterdam and to the Red Light District, where they spent several days going and praying with and offering the love of Christ to the girls who were working in the places where they were walking. We definitely don't need to get a dodgy reputation, because Christianity gets enough headlines that are negative, and I think you'll agree with me there. But we are called to go and greet in the name of God, and in doing so, that in itself is that holy kiss. To say welcome in the love and knowledge of God's love is a holy kiss. And to offer that to those whom we meet. Maybe people who we've known a long time, maybe people with whom we have been doing this work and building that relationship over many years. And maybe also with people who we're meeting for the first time. You and I were just meant to be. Say goodbye to the pain of the past. You don't have to feel it anymore. Life can be so much more with you. Love is an open door. You see, all that stuff that's been kind of sitting and building, that wallows around and sloshes back and forth in our headlines and in our own streets and experience, can be put in the past because of that offer of open, unconditional love for you and for me. And so Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and remember, I am with you always to the end of the age." Amen.